Today, we interview Dave Campbell. He's the man behind the Silverlight Cream site. As a result, he really knows Silverlight, inside and out. And he has a lot of surprising insights, including this idea that the Silverlight platform may be pushed along by what drove desktop development. Here's a hint. He's not talking about playing videos. Coming up in the Sparkling Client podcast.
Hello, I'm Eric Mork.
And I'm Monica Mork. Welcome to the Sparkling Client podcast, recorded April 2nd, 2008. Sparkling Client is a podcast about Silverlight and other web client technologies. It's meant for developers and designers who are interested in making the next generation of great-looking web applications. Here's how it works. You give us 15 minutes of your time, and we give you the tools to build amazing web clients. For more information and show notes, see sparklingclient.com. Also, please consider leaving us feedback at the site. We're always looking for ways to make the show better. Warning, we're talking about beta software. Some details may change by the time this software is released. This week, we present an interview with Dave Campbell. Eric, who is Dave?
Well, Dave is an old hand in the Silverlight world, insofar as the Silverlight world can have old hands. He's been around a long time. He's actually helped me out on the MSDN forums with some pre-1.0 bugs that I ran into. So he's been around for a long time. He runs this great Silverlight Cream site, and he has his own WinApp site, which we'll talk about in the interview. But the basic idea is that he scours the web for the best Silverlight information, and he finds a lot of it. So his website should be at the top of your subscribe list for Silverlight information. Now, we did do this recording at Mix, so you're going to be able to hear the typical conference background noises in this recording.
All right, let's listen to the interview now.
Hello, I'm here with Dave Campbell at the Mix 08 conference. Dave, hello.
Hello.
And Dave runs the WinApps website. Dave, can you tell us a little bit about it?
WinApps started as a web database project just to show that I could do web database applications. But when Silverlight came out, I started blogging about it and building the applications and posting them up there. And it just sort of took off from there.
If you're interested in reading Dave's blog, you can go to his blog site, which is on the geekswithblogs.net site, or you can simply go to shrinkster.com/WIP. In addition, you can visit his home site at winapps.com, or simply go to shrinkster.com/WIQ. He has lots of goodies up there, including tutorials and such.
So you have this idea of picking the cream of the crop of Silverlight applications.
Right. I started that after Mix last year because it got really, really busy, and I was seeing Silverlight applications from all over the place, people I'd never heard of before, and some people posted things to the forum at silverlight.net, and I thought, you know, there's probably people out there that don't go all the places I do. And if I reblog them, just put, you know, a little bit about it and maybe some editorial comment around the edges, then they'll get some visibility that they might not otherwise have. And in some cases, the people didn't have any visibility at all. And I already knew that my blog was being picked up on silverlight.net, so it gave them an opportunity to get their product out where other people could see it.
So I've always been interested in this. How exactly does the process work? It sounds like you go out and you find the Silverlight sites.
Up until August, that was the only way. I have a page on my website that I call my blog roll, and I have the latest three blog entries from about 65 different people on there. I treat that like my daily newspaper. So when I find an article that looks good, I'll post it out on my blog, and then it goes out on the post. But now after August, I opened up a website of the same name as the blog post called silverlightcream.com.
To get to the Silverlight Cream site, you can either go to the URL, which is pretty easy, or you can go to shrinkster.com/WIR.
And on Silverlight Cream, there's a submission page where people can actually submit their link and their title and synopsis, and I've got different categories that they're tagged so that you can then turn around and search. And there's close to 550 articles tagged in there right now. And I'm sure that's going to explode here after 2.0 hits everybody.
That seems like a safe prediction. Now, something I've been interested in, so you're very much out in the Silverlight wild looking at these applications. Do you think that games are going to be very big with Silverlight? Do you have a sense of that?
I think so. I see people like Bill Reese out there doing some games. There's the one that they did in Phoenix, the Tenant.
No, neither of us could remember the name of the game offhand, but we'd both played it, and it turns out it's the Zero Gravity game, and you can get to it by going to shrinkster.com/WIS.
There are some good Silverlight games out there already, and I think we're going to see more, particularly now that we're going forward with Silverlight 2, so where we can get better .NET capability and all the things that people want to do without having to do it in JavaScript. I think we're going to start seeing those.
Yeah, that's been one of the frustrating points for me, is that the web, in theory, should be a good place for games, but they sort of top out at a certain level of complexity.
Yeah, but now that we're getting more of the vector graphics along with the .NET framework, I think we're going to start seeing some of that. And who knows, that might end up pushing Silverlight the same way it pushed the desktop, which would be very cool.
I'm really interested by this idea that the driving force behind Silverlight could be game development. After all, the web is a perfect place to play games. It's connected. You can deliver applications over the web. It seems like this sort of perfect thing to do, and yet we haven't had the technology before. And I think with Silverlight, as Dave says, now we have vector graphics, we have the .NET framework. It seems like the pieces are really coming into play so that we could have some amazing games developed in Silverlight and distributed on the web.
So Silverlight 1 has been out for a while, obviously, and has had some pretty wide acceptance. From your vantage point of looking at the sites as people have been making them, do you have a sense of, have there been any trends, meaning when people first started with Silverlight 1, did you see any trends as they sort of got more and more used to the technology and got more and more used to what it could do?
I think if I saw a trend, it was just that the applications became more and more complex. I don't know that they were, by complex I mean that they were doing more, not that they were doing more Silverlight necessarily. They were making them bigger and more elaborate. Now, some people did do some more complex things. In general, though, there's only so much you can do with 1.0 unless you start writing your own controls and things. One thing that I saw in the keynote that hit me and made me think, why didn't I think of that, was on the Olympics thing.
Oh, yes, the Olympics thing.
They did picture-in-picture.
Yes.
And how simple is that? It's just another canvas up over the top of the existing canvas that has more XAML in it. Now, I've done tooltips that pop up, but I never considered actually putting my product up like that. So it gives you the possibility, say, on my site where I've got a tutorial, if I were to do the entire page as Silverlight, I could now have the page layout like it normally is with, here's my code, here's my XAML. Do you want to see it? Click here. And instead of it taking you to another page or scrolling up to the top or the bottom of this page to see it, it pops up a pop-up window that has the running application in it.
Layers of XAML.
Yeah, so you could see it at the same time that you're looking at the code behind it. And if you did it in a window with a frame on it or with some drag bar, you could actually move it out of the way to say, well, how is he doing that? And move it over and look at it. That was very cool. And we could have done that in 1.0.
That was my thought also watching the keynote was, oh, media element on top of a media element to get the picture in picture.
But I haven't seen anybody do it.
Do you see or do you envision any common mistakes that people will make with Silverlight 2? Or I guess what I'm asking is, do you foresee traps that a lot of people are going to fall into?
Well, probably one of the first ones is do their entire page as Silverlight. And whether or not that is going to actually work for everybody, but I think that's one of the first things everybody's going to do is, woohoo, I got Silverlight, here's my page. And now the entire thing is Silverlight. And that That may or may not be good. From the standpoint right now, with the little bit I've worked with it, I'm not sure there's a downside to it. It certainly, the things I've ran and I've seen running certainly seem to run fast enough. And there's none of this, please wait, I'm loading thing you get with Flash, waiting for this app to load, or skip the intro because I don't want to wait for this, because it's all part of the page.
Right.
And it just runs.
What are the little things that people can do to make their Silverlight sites shine? What I'm getting at is, a lot of times there will be the little things you can do to applications to make them really nice. What are those little things with Silverlight?
Well, since Silverlight is really good for the vector graphics, you want to get somebody better than me to do the design. Because I have all kinds of ideas for design things, design elements, how I want something to look on a beveled edge here, and I want it rounded there, but I can't do that. So, getting good graphics out there is and making it actually look like it's working, rather than that you pasted something that you got somewhere out there so that it looks like it's part of this page.
Design folks are going to be a critical part of this.
I believe so, for the good stuff.
Right, right.
That's why a lot of the stuff that I've done on my site, I've actually put it out there as rectangles, mm-hmm. show proof of concept. Here's the button, and I take care of all the moving around and doing this or that with it, because I don't want to have to deal with the design part. Somebody else can take that framework and put pretty buttons on it, and then it'll work for them.
If someone wants to get started with Silverlight, what are some good resources?
Well, obviously, silverlight.net, to getting started. Do the quick start top to bottom. Don't just read it. Type it all in. I mean, I've been doing 1.0 since WPFE CTP'd in December, a little over a year ago. And the first thing I did when I got the 2.0 bits was I went to the quick start and I started typing in the quick starts. And then once you get through that, and of course, build on it. If you get an idea, think, well, what happens if I want this to be green, or if I want it to do that, play with the quick start, use it as a foundation. And once you get past those, then go to like Scott Guthrie's tutorials or Jesse Liberty's tutorials and start working on those. There's just a lot of material out there, and there's a lot more coming for 2.0.
In a related question, and the answer may be mostly the same, but if somebody is out there right now, and maybe they do ASP.NET with some Ajax or what have you, what can that person do to get ready for a job in Silverlight if this really excites them?
The biggest probably hurdle is going to either be learning XAML to be able to build up the controls, because even though we have all the expression tools, everything that I've been in so far here in these last 2 days, they've been writing XAML code. The other way is to divorce yourself from the XAML and get yourself immersed in the expression tools and learn how to use them to build your code. That Lieutenant...
Again, this is the Zero Gravity game, and you can get to it at shrinkster.com/WIS. A word of warning, though. I just played it again to find the link, and it's pretty addictive.
I talked to those guys. They did not write one word of XAML.
You're kidding me.
They did the entire... I questioned them. They were at a talk I gave at Code Camp last fall. They were kind of razzing me for, being in the XAML, that I should be using Blend. And I said, well, you still have to know the XAML. And they said, we don't. We didn't use a bit of XAML. We don't know it. We never did.
Wow. I had no idea.
So... I had been treating XAML like HTML in normal web world. I write .NET database applications, but I still need to know HTML.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought was, okay, I'm doing Silverlight. I'm going to need to know how to do XAML. So I stuck with 1.0 so I would learn it. And now these guys are telling me, hey, I don't need to know it.
Well, it would seem that it would be of benefit.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I wouldn't, for me... I would want to know it. But if somebody was trying to find a way in to get started, I believe there really is two paths.
Right. Now, I think all of us here at the conference, we have this part of Silverlight that's probably our favorite. Like, if I think about it, it might be the Sea Dragon control, the multi-scale image. Yeah, the deep zoom, which just really, really impressed me. Do you have something like that at Silverlight, something that sticks out and might be your favorite?
the control capability, user controls, custom controls, the way that they've got that set up for us. My entire background came out of the controls area. The WinApp started because I was doing a toolbar control for Borland compiler before Visual Studio was a puppy. And then I was skinning desktop applications and doing skinned controls. And now I'm doing web applications, and all of a sudden here's Silverlight, and I'm seeing this and thinking this is very cool. And now here we are with Silverlight 2, and I can do some very cool controls.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
I see what you mean, Eric. Dave has a lot of platform-level insight. Games might be the driving force behind Silverlight, just like they were for the desktop. That's exciting. It's the sort of insight that just might be right. Eric and I work for Silver Bay Labs, the company Eric founded. If you want to know more about what we do, see silverbaylabs.org. The music for today's show is used with permission and is from teamyacht.com and magmatune.com. For more information, see the show notes page.